new glasses this year, and this is better to have it close further where I can't see it. Well, we're happy to be back here in Baton Rouge to see old friends, as well as a few new friends. We had a good year at the China Reformed Theological Seminary. Besides the seminary, we've also started to do two other ministries there. The one is more ministry to the mainland China, just involved in pastoral training. The other is the Reformed Press. There is a called the Gagazong Chubanshe, Ben Lai Shi Iga, Jiao Tian En Mu Shi Shi Fu Zhe, Kashi Da Gai Yi Nian Ban Yi Qian, Ta Shi Kashi and Nian Qing Gisho, just De La Ai Jin Guo Shi. So he's Ta Guo Shi Ho Mei Ren, Kay Fu Zhe, Gagazong Chubanshe. So Jin Nian, Taman Qing, Woman Shen Chi Yen, Shen Chi Yen, Lai Fu Zhe. So he 我现在是该个从出版社的社长，所以一年来我教书为减少，可能一个学期就教一门课，另外都做这个的出版社的工作，直到他站起来，我们会教另外人做他的做社长的工作。We appreciate your prayers. I don't know. Do you want me to speak in English or Chinese? English, you probably understand better than my Chinese, or I can speak 50-50. Okay. Today, I want to look at John chapter 1, verses 14 to 18. 约翰福音第一章14到18节. 特别我们会看第14节. Let's read this together. If everybody has the why don't we read it in the Chinese? If you have the Heben, we can all read this together. John chapter 1, 14 to 18.
。I think
what I'll do today, because there's just a limited number of you, and I see that you've all been Christians for a long time, I'd like to have a little more discussion and a little less just me talking. I'm afraid you'll. I actually think people learn more if they discuss it themselves and then have a speaker comment than if they just listen for an hour and a half. So, we're going to just discuss verse 14. And particularly pay attention to three words: glory, grace, and truth. And ask, what does this mean? Glory, grace, and truth. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18 is the prologue of John, and it falls naturally into three parts: chapter 1, verses 1 to 5, then 6 to 13, and finally 14 to 18. And we're just going to look at the last part. It tells us the Word became flesh, clearly talking about the Word of God, which he has mentioned in the first verse. Became flesh talks about the Word took on human flesh. We see here both the divinity and the humanity of Jesus Christ. Without mentioning it, it is the eternal Word of God who was God. He tells us in the second verse, he became flesh, meaning became a human being, and he dwelt among us. In the original language, the word dwelt means lived in a tent, to tabernacle. This clearly brings up the vision in the Old Testament when God dwelt among his people in the desert. He lived in the tabernacle. And the Bible says that Jesus was like the tabernacle, but no longer a building. It was a man. He came and lived among us in the same way that God had lived among the people in the wilderness. Now, when God lived among the people in the wilderness, did they see his glory? Yes, they did. They saw his glory. You will remember the glory of God came down on the tabernacle and all the people saw it. There was also a cloud by day and a fire by night. And John says, the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. We have seen his glory, glory as of the one and only, or as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So he says, we have seen God's glory among us, just like the people in the Old Testament did. And he was full of grace and truth, defining what that glory was like. Now, this is the first question I want you to ask. What does he mean? We have seen his glory. Did they see the glory in the way that the people in the Old Testament did? Did they see with their eyes a kind of great light coming down on top of Jesus Christ? You know, in the Middle Ages, he has the halo. I asked them on Friday night, is that what they meant? There was a glory shining from his face. You know, that's what the Bible says. Moses saw his glory and his face was shining, so he had to cover it up. Was there a great light shining from his face? No. Well, this is what I want you to talk about, because that's what some people think. Maybe it was that what he means, or does he mean something else? So I want you to split into groups of three or four, wherever you're at. Maybe it would be natural, these three. And I want you to say, what does this mean? We have seen his glory. How did they see his glory? What is he talking about? Okay, I'm just going to give you a few minutes. So three people each can share his own idea as to what you think that means. See if you are like the Taiwan students that I'm Okay, I'll give you one more minute. Okay, let's rotate maybe from the beginning. What do you think? Yes, I agree with what you've said. This might include, it could include the transfiguration, although the transfiguration does not occur in John. If he really meant that, we would think he would put that in John as well. But I think he means something more than that. He means to include his whole life, both his teaching, his grace, his way of interacting with people, as well as his miracles, the love for his disciples, his death on the cross, his resurrection, his ascension into heaven, is described by John as like the glory which we saw in the Old Testament. Now we see Jesus Christ come among us. This interpretation can get some support from Paul. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Could you want to read that together? 所以这里我们看保罗所讲的不是他们看到一个可以看得见的光，他看到一个看不见的光，是说在耶稣基督的脸上，我们看到神的荣耀在我们的心是上帝是启示我们。 He works in our hearts that we see the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. There was, we might say, something like this. He lived a glorious life. I asked the people on Friday night, do you know what it means to be a remarkable man? Did you ever meet somebody that you thought was very remarkable? Very worthy of imitating? Did you ever have a friend or in the history book you think, oh, that was a Antebia, Iga Renwu? What Jida was Zai Du, Ida was the Yehan Ida was the Shenping, soldier, Joshi Jiang Kisho. He was a very remarkable man. There have been other pastors in the history of the church that you feel, oh, they were remarkable men, great Christian leaders. But you never say it was a glorious man. Because we are all sinners and we all have our shortcomings. But Jesus was beyond a remarkable life. He lived a glorious life. From the time of his birth, the great Son of God, coming down to be born in a stable, till his death as a criminal on the cross, till he was raised from the dead, it was a glorious life. And John, I think, is telling us that we saw his glory and we witnessed to you that this was the Son of God. It was the glory of God's own Son. This is very important to us to think about. I want to say this is the difference why some people are drawn to Christ and others are not. Why some people are Henrishin to Jidutu, Bieda Bijao, Mayanam Rishin. 因为在我们的心里，我们看到耶稣基督的荣耀，我们看到他的美，我们看到他的爱，我们看到他是世界的救主，我们就是被吸引到他的面前。是人看不到我们的心是如何，可是在陷阱里面，我们心里被感动。 不管我们刚刚信，或我们信了30年的话，我们要看耶稣基督的荣耀，他的荣光。以后我们就是相信。Do you know at the end of the Bible, at the end of the Gospel of John, in chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, said, Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Here it tells us that the purpose John wrote the book is that we might believe, and that believing we might have life in his name. It says, actually, the original Greek does not say miraculous sign. It just says he did many signs. And through these signs, they come to believe. And I think that we want to put together John 1:14 and John 20, 30, and 31. How do they come to believe? Was it just seeing the miracles? Did many people see the miracles and not believe? Yes, they did. Jesus will tell them many saw the miracles and did not believe. But only a few saw the glory of Christ in the miracles and in his whole life. And then they are drawn to him and they come to believe. That's the purpose of the gospel. This is why we have four gospels. Jesus lived a long time ago, 2,000 years ago, but we have four witnesses to his life. And as we read and meditate, what we want to see in the gospels is the glory of the Son of God. And be drawn to him. And we will have a solid faith. This is core. This is very important in Protestant apologetics. We might say, people will ask you, how do you know that the Bible is the Word of God? They will ask you, how do you know that Jesus is the Son of God? Actually, these two questions are closely related. From a Christian viewpoint, the Bible talks of Jesus Christ. It is His story, from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation. It is all about Jesus Christ. The Old Testament, to put simply, is to prepare a place for Him to come. That you bei yi ge guo jia, you bei yi ge wang de wei zi, you bei yi Peter ren ren shu jie ge wang men de jian xian, you bei jie ge you tai ren yi hou zhou wang men de zhou zhu jie shi yao lai dao yi shi lie. Yi hou xin ye shi jiang xian ta de gu shi, shi ge fu yin, hou mian shi lai ta de men tu lai jie shi ta de xian ming de yi yi. So we can say, how do we know that the Bible is the Word of God? And how do we know that Jesus was the Son of God? They are very closely related questions. And at the time of the Reformation, the great John Calvin, you probably know him from Jarwin Juyi. Don't you need that guy boots it out? Jarwin Juyi Shushima. Rolling in Mehame Du Bijao Dua. Jarwin Shu. 这样子回答, 他说, 因为我们看到圣经里面, 有神所印在他的上面, 一些记号。 We see the marks of divinity in the Bible. We see the marks of divinity, the marks of God on Jesus Christ. He says, if you ask me how I know, 我怎么知道, 圣经是神的话语, 他所宣布的基督, 是神的儿子, 我这样子问你, 你问的问题是从怀疑的态度, 或是你是个基督徒, 要知道, 要思考, 你的信仰的根基, 从哪里来的, 若是有怀疑的态度, 我要问你, 你怎么可以分黑和白? 你怎么可以分甜和鲜? Sweet and sour? How do you know that it's white? Something white is white and something is black is black. 你怎么知道? Well, 我就是自然的知道. 我有这个能力看得出来这个差别. 所以你给我看了一个圣经, 给我看这个的别的 经, 不管是佛教的经, 或是回教的Quran, 我看了它的差别, 像黑和白一样的清楚, 它们是完全不一样, 只有在圣经里面, 我们看到在耶稣基督脸, 神的荣耀, 这个就是救主, 它的意思, 我们可以这样子说, 它不回答你的问题, 因为它自己说, 我也不知道, 我怎么知道, 如果你是个哲学家，人问你，你怎么可以分黑和白？你应该说我们不知道，可是我们知道我们能够分，我们能够正确的判断。上帝也给我们的这个的能力。那人是堕落以后，他们看不清楚，不是圣经不清楚，可是因为我们都是堕落，我们是看不清楚。 我们带着一种怀疑的态度，所以神是给基督徒他的圣灵，我们必须有神的灵，我们必须是重生以后，我们听耶稣的话语，我们知道这个就是世界的救主。There are plenty of verses in the Bible about this. From the verse they use is the testimony of the Holy Spirit from Romans chapter 8, verses 15 and 16, 我们有圣灵的见证. Now, that verse does not talk directly about how we know the Bible is the Word of God, but it is telling us all things that we know, 是因为我们有圣灵, 祂在我们的心做见证, 说我们就是神的儿子, 我们不是错了, 我们相信的是正确的，我们知道我们是相信世界的救主，我们已经得救了，是神的灵在我们的心做见证。有一次，第一次有一个人承认耶稣基督是基督是谁。 Who was the first person to confess you are the Christ? Peter. How did he know that? I want you to ask the same question. How did he know that Jesus was the Christ? 有可不可以勇敢的人跟我讲？ How did he know? 有没有想过这个问题？就是彼得说上帝是启示他，他就是打开他的眼睛， the engine, he just opened his eyes. So before he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. The Pharisees could see the same thing that Peter saw and 说他是坏人。彼得看的不一样，你其实不对了。他是你是基督，耶稣基督对他说你有福了，因为神是启示了你。Because this was revealed to you by my Father in heaven. Or we can look at 1 John. Let's look at 1 John chapter 2, 26 to 27. When we turn there, why don't we read this together?Here he's particularly concerned about at that time there was a cult. There were some false teaching. There were men saying Jesus was not come in the flesh. He was only a spirit. And he says, I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. But actually you do not need any teacher because you have an anointing.Because you have an anointing from the Holy Spirit. What he means by this is it's the Spirit of God that lets us distinguish the true and the false. We will know by the Spirit of God, by the glory, by the light of truth, that this is the truth and this is the false one. If you don't have the Spirit of God, you are easily led astray. 你没有神的灵的启示的感动，你很容易做错的路，你都不知道。为什么教会常常分裂？因为有一批的人认为他们很属灵，他们很骄傲，他们觉得他们很厉害，他们的结晶是非常好的，可是他们缺少神的灵，所以很带一批人做一个到一个异端。可是约翰说的，我也很积极的要教你真理，但是事实上你不需要，因为你有这个 anointing from God.And it teaches you all things. So you can distinguish between the true and the false. And what we say to you is not false, it is true. It is actual. It is real. 耶稣有一样的教导，他说什么？我的羊听我的声音，跟随我。你们，他心里是先知，在约翰福音第十章那边呢，有一批人不信，他说你不信，因为你不是我的羊。我的羊是听我的声音， 他们知道。有一本书是讲建立自己有他的力量，为了能够说服我们的心。我们可以再问，到底耶稣基督有哪一部分的他的生命会给他一种的荣耀？你了解我的意思吗？一边我们很难分析我们怎么在耶稣基督的身上看到神的荣耀，但是一边我们可以用猜的。你了解 我的意思是，我们很难知道神的灵是怎么教导我们的，可是我们可以知道大概是如何。耶稣基督和别的 宗教的带领的人的差别在哪里？应该就是 那差别让我们知道他是基督。你们会怎么说？耶稣基督有什么特色？有什么的跟别的宗教的带领的人有很大的差别？有没有人可以就是一个一个提？
真理，
真理，很好，他的教导，你知道人有这个能力是抓住，你听一个人讲，你会不会知道？偶尔你是错了，但是差不多可以判断他讲的是事实或假的。一个人在有没有有的时候你听人讲，你就是对对，我必须把这个写下来，因为这个是个事实，你就是知道了。好，有什么差别？他的讲道，我不是他的方式，但是这个的内容是历史上抓人的心，不就是那个时候到现在有没有？我常常问像这个问题，有没有人爱批评基督徒？我不信，因为我的邻居是基督徒，他这样子做那样子做，所以我不愿意相信。有没有听过？有没有人听过说不相信因为耶稣基督讲话乱讲？听过了吗？没有。穆罕默德有没有乱讲？有很多的人乱讲，可是耶稣基督那种的教导就是会抓了人的心，他是在每一方面很特别，很大大的跟不同人的差别。一边是他教导我们要爱我们的邻居，要赦免，要忘记，这是犹太人所缺下的教导，就是回教徒所缺少的教导。一边是他的讲的比喻，都是很特别，就是很特别，从来没有人这样子讲。所以你是研究我们的约翰福音，应该是那个的也让我们知道这个是神的儿子，我们看他的教导很特别。有没有别的？死里复活，对我们的知道这个的，有人会说你怎么知道他是死里复活？但是至少你要这样子想，有没有别的历史上的人，任何的人，我们传他是从死里复活？我想没有，可能有乱七八糟在一个乡下的地方不可相信的。连你可以说他们传，我们知道我们这个是一部分的相信神的话，于是我们有十二个人，他安排他们做他的从死里复活的见证的人，那个是使徒们的特别的位置。可是就是这个的一部分从死里复活，我们可以谈很多别的。从死里复活，他的教导，他的神迹，有没有？我快要讲他的神迹，有没有历史上别的人信他所信的神迹？有几个人是信在水上？有没有听过？没。到现在我们听很多人信神迹，信神迹，可是他们的神迹都有限。 They're all limited. But the Lord was not limited in anything that he did. He would walk on the water. He would commandthe heavens. He would raise up the dead. He would cast out the demons. His power was over all things. And finally, he will raise from the dead. There is this sociologist will tell us, 我们可以用辩论，他们会告诉我们的文化不会乱传这种的故事。There will be these things get to be well known because they have witnesses and they come to believe. Of course, people do 传很多的神话，但是耶稣基督的故事是不是像一个神话的故事？ Is it like a mythical story? No, it's written as history. And it comes through as history. Now, part of it, we have 12 witnesses. But I do not think that the Bible is mainly saying the witnesses are our foundation for believing. It's only part of His glory. A glorious Lord ought to have witnesses. So these are all part of the great story, the greatest story ever told, where the Son of God is born in a stable. From the first word to the last, it is a wonderful, glorious story. Are there any others? Well, here's one that you skipped. It is the only way of salvation. The promises about the coming of Christ. Did He fulfill them? Was He born in Bethlehem? Yes, He was. Did He enter into Jerusalem on a donkey like He was predicted? Yes, He did. And there are many Old Testament promises fulfilled. Has your life fulfilled any Old Testament promises? And this only way of salvation draws the whole Bible together from Genesis to Revelation. That's why I said, is Christ the Son of God? Is the same question of whether the Bible is true. Because the Lord Jesus is, without Christ, the Bible makes no sense. But with Jesus Christ, the whole Bible becomes meaningful to us. The Old Testament sacrifices, what were they about? 我们是不是现在很喜欢把杀动物 把他们献上去了。犹太人会这样子开始做，大家会很高兴吗？会不会？很不高兴。可是我们可以了解，上帝是这样子做的，为了告诉我们，没有流血，没有得了生命。It all makes sense in the face of Christ. So there are many things that can help us. We can begin to think about why is it that we see the glory of God in the face of Christ. But finally, it is the Bible says the testimony of the Holy Spirit opens our eyes to see the glory of God in the face of Christ. Now, I'm going to add one more, which will become important in a second, and that's this, holiness. Holiness and sinfulness. I'm going to say, first I'm going to give you a chance to talk a little bit about the word truth, and there's grace and truth. But I'm going to say truth is related to holiness. So what really draws people to see the glory of Christ is you see a holy man. And if you do not know how to distinguish, 你不知道怎么分别什么是圣洁，什么是邪恶，你不可能是被吸引到耶稣基督的面前。但是若圣灵是让我们爱圣洁，我们看的耶稣基督，我们看我们的自己，我们看 Muhammad, 我们看别的宗教的带领的人，我们看只有一个是圣洁，所有别的是有不圣洁。耶稣基督就是这样子说的。He was not shy. Which of you accuses me of sin? And they could say nothing to him. Well, John tells us, actually, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. We can see that this is John summarizing the glory. It means that it's full of grace and truth. We can see particularly that's important because in verse 17 he tells us again, for the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made Him known. The second question I want you to discuss is this. What does truth mean here? Full of grace and truth. How would you explain it? What would you say? Christ Jesus is full of truth. Well, just think about that a little bit. Maybe you think it's obvious, but maybe not. Why don't you form the same groups? I want you to discuss for a minute. What is truth? Is it true that I am here today? Yes, it is. Is that part of the truth? Well, that's what I want you to think about. What do you think he means by full of grace and truth? These are the two important things that he tells us about Christ. Okay, I'll give you 5 minutes to talk as a little group. Maybe this one's harder, isn't it? Discuss among yourselves. I'm going to ask you. Okay, I will give you, I see the... Okay, we'll start from the back. Someone says to you, what is truth? What would you say? The Gospel of John is like this. There are 10 important words, and they are all simple words, until you ask yourself, what does he mean? So in a way, little children can understand it, but in another way, we can meditate for a long time and always get a clearer idea. We should do both. Simply read, but also meditate. Full of grace and truth. What do you think in the back? Well, that's what I ask you. What shall we put在 Baton Rouge? 这个是真的和假的? 假的. So, 我在 Baton Rouge 是真的和假的? 真的. 但是这个字, he was 充满的真理, 有没有包括这种的, 普通的真理? 有没有? 我想他的中心不是在这里呢?
I think the truth about God's creation and his purpose for man's
existence. Yes, God is. Who is the creator? It's, when the Bible uses the word truth, it's talking about the spiritual truths, the most important truths, the meaning of life, and not simply about the philosopher will tell you a true is a true proposition. Philosophers, we have something called the correspondence theory of truth. It's true if that's the way the world is. if it corresponds to the world. Actually, the idea of truth is very important in the Gospel of John. He uses it 25 times. He talks about, in chapter 3, doing the truth. Chapter 4, we know Jesus said, the true worshippers shall worship in spirit and truth. Jesus tells us John came to bear witness to the truth. In chapter 8, a very important, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It's the truth that shall set you free. So that gives us a hint. How can the truth set us free? What truths can set us free? We know that Jesus said, I speak the truth. In chapter 14, I heard the beginning up here. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We see in chapters 14 to 17, he often speaks of the Spirit of truth. So the Holy Spirit is known as the Spirit of truth. When he prays for us, Jesus, in his great high priestly prayer in John 17, says, sanctify them in the truth. Sanctify them in the truth. Finally, the very last use of the word truth is Jesus tells Pilate, I have come into the world to bear witness to the truth. And what does Pilate say? What is truth? Very skeptical. And that concludes the discussion of the book. What is truth? Pilate is asking you the question that I am asking you. Pilate is asking us, what is truth? He doesn't know what truth is. Well, I've already said that in the Gospel of John, truth is more than just true things. Truth has a spiritual and an ethical side to it. It is the ethical, spiritual truth that is important in John. We can say it's everything from Jesus said, I am the truth. It's everything about what he did, what he said, what happened to him. This is God's truth. This is the center of what the world is about, what the meaning of life is. The spiritual and ethical truth is just found in Jesus Christ. So philosophers are always looking for the truth. But Jesus said, I am the truth. See, as it were, the key that opens up all the meaning to life. And it's important for us to recognize that the truth is talking about spiritual or ethical truth. So, is there any lie in the truth? No. Is there anything unclean about the truth? No. See, some truths are unclean. It's just true that somebody has three wives or something like that. But when the Bible says the truth, it's talking about the pure truth. Jesus says that the light came into the world, but what did men do? They hate the light because their deeds are evil. In chapter 3, and then we read, for whoever lives by the truth comes into the light. Whoever lives by the truth comes into the light. So in this sense, you can see that the truth is correspondent to the darkness. We might say that the devil is a liar and there is no truth in him. But in Christ Jesus, there's nothing but truth. In a way, you can say it's nothing but holiness, perfection. It's the way things are. As I was saying to you, that the Spirit of God tells us this is the way things are. That is the truth of God. And we see it because he is holy. There was a great theologian in America. Who is America's greatest theologian? Does anybody know? Most people will say. In history, Jonathan Edwards. Johann Edwards. And he talks a lot about light and glory and truth. And he said that the difference between a Christian, and a bu xin juderen, the sui da de chabia, shu hui xin juderen, judao shemeshu shenjie, shemeshu xie'e. What is holy and what is wicked? and they are drawn to the holiness. But a non-Christian cannot really know the difference. They don't feel it in their heart. Of course, they know from nature certain things are good and certain things are evil, but they don't feel that being drawn to the good and hating the evil. Non-Christians can hate evil because it causes them pain. 一个非基督徒可以恨邪恶，因为是伤害他。 但是他不可看若没有圣灵的启示，他看邪恶，他没有看他为邪恶，他没有明白他是多么的坏，多么的应该受审判的一个事情。而他看圣洁，他也是觉得是可能觉得是好的，因为结果是好的，但是他的心里没有这个的很大的被感动，所以这个是多么的美。 So the truth is the holiness. And those that live by the truth, they are drawn to the light because they have a love to holiness. God is holy. Holy, holy, holy. And we are to love God and to be drawn to Him because this is a holy God. And we are to hate sin and stand on God's side because sin is not just a bad result, it is wicked. And the Spirit of God teaches us the difference between holiness and wickedness. In that regard, the truth is that which is holy. I want you to think about the importance of this, because I think it is the difference between believing and not believing. If a person has no concern about righteousness, will they become a Christian? 可能你可以自己说服他，哦，你会有福，你可以来教会有福，就都好了，都赦免，跟他讲很多的道理，有那么大的祝福，他可能来，他可能做决定的。可是，在他的心里面，他不明白什么是他自己的罪，and他是 觉得神的审判，觉得it's worthy，他不明白认识耶稣基督是多么的宝贵，因为我们可以变成转从撒旦的国到神的光，他可能很想坐在神的光里面，但是他不知道他的价值，他不会留在教会，他会叮叮叮叮叮叮，以后一年以后你看，他不会继续来。 他不会继续来。我们的基督徒，我们也是要思考这个的问题，因为我们的是很容易退步，很容易小的时候，我们真的看耶稣基督的荣光的多么的美，但是我们听了很多，我们也是有一些的没有继续默想神的话语，没有继续学习，我们开始关心世界的事情，慢慢的最危险的，我们自己不会抓住 这个的圣洁和邪恶的差别，以后这样子慢慢的，我们会开始想得救为什么需要得救，我们也自己会开始想上帝审判世界，这个的有一点糟糕，可能就是会这样子想，因为我们不明白罪是什么，我们也可能开始不那么的喜欢耶稣基督他的十字架。 因为十字架的意义就是会带我们从一个堕落的邪恶的情况到一个圣洁的情况，而我们必须心里被焚烧，我们才思考懂耶稣基督是多么的宝贵。我们试试想，若你不认得什么是圣洁，什么是邪恶的，你会不会像保罗一样说死了比活着的好？ 因为死的是与主同在。为什么有一些人可以讲这句话？死的是比活着的好。有没有把我有没有讲这句话？有了。为什么？因为死的是与主同在，好的无比。因为这个是个圣洁的地方，那个是一个圣洁的地方，这个世界是堕落的一个地方。我们的基督徒应该感觉到这里不快乐，不快乐。 可是，我们在的生命退步， 属灵的生命退步，就是有这个意思。我们不会否认耶稣基督，可是我们不会渴慕，我们可以与他同在，因为我们不再有那个的分得很清楚什么是邪恶，什么是圣洁。那个是我们的爱的袜子，他分析这一些的圣经，圣灵这么教导我们。你记得这个圣经说我们有一个 in God we have an anointment from the Holy Spirit and he teaches us all things. How does he teach us all things? Because he teaches us to divide between holiness and evil, and we can see it and know it, and we can tell that person is not right, that movement is not right. Edwards tells us this: you might be a great theologian, study the Bible all your life, but if you don't have a sense of holiness, you will easily go in the wrong direction and believe wrong things. And 一个教会的老信徒，从一年级也还没有毕业，都没有读书，可是对圣经熟了，而且就是心里是爱圣洁，他会比你好的一个神学家。你有一百个理由告诉他接近这样子那样子这样子，这个是对那个是对，这个你看不到吗？他说我不知道你讲的是什么，因为我是很单纯的，这感觉你不对。And 他是比较可靠的，你会变很危险的，如果你没有知道怎么分什么是得神的喜悦的事，什么是上帝所讨厌的事。Well, that Jesus said it was full of the truth. The Bible says he was full of truth. It also says he was full of grace. Now, that's an easier question. What is grace? Grace and truth. Actually, our passage here stresses grace, doesn't it? Because it says from verse 16, from the fullness of his grace, we have received grace upon grace. That verse has the word grace in it three times. From the fullness of his grace, we have all received grace upon grace. And then to make it clear, for the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So the law was good, but it wasn't full of grace and truth. The law told us what God was like, but it didn't tell us how to be saved. The law was from God, and we ought to love God's law. But it does not contain any grace. It says the soul who sins, he will die. But Jesus came not to deny the law, but to fulfill the law. He was full of grace and truth. So in Jesus Christ, we have the message of God's grace, of his forgiveness, of his willingness that we would be reconciled to him. He was full of grace and truth. And then in verse 18, it tells us no one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. Have you ever seen God? No. Do you know what he's like? That's a very, very important question today. Do you know what he is like? A lot of people tell you God is this way and that way. Actually, in the church, in my own estimation, in Taiwan, a lot of what you hear you should not believe, because God has become a kind of grandfather figure. He's like your grandfather. He's a little bit like Santa Claus. But the people are using their own ideas about God to draw people into the church. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow when I preach. But do you know what God is like? That's a very important question. And the only way we can answer that is from the Bible. Otherwise, any other answer we give is not reliable. And John says here, the whole Bible is about Jesus Christ. So you must ask, what was Jesus Christ like? Then you know what God is like. That's a very important idea. What was Jesus Christ like? Then we know what God is like. He was full of grace and truth. Was there anything false in him? No. Did he say things just because people wanted to hear them? 大家都喜欢听，所以他讲的，对不对？没有。他有没有？他是不是没有讲一些真理，因为人不喜欢听？法利赛人有没有喜欢听他讲的？不喜欢。 Did he tell them the truth? Yes, he did. The way it is, good and evil, what's the difference? That's why the truth is like hard in a way. Do you know what I mean by that? It's good and evil, and what's the difference? And did he tell you that? Did he tell it that way? Yes, he did. And if we're going to be know God, then we know that God is greatly concerned about the difference between good and evil. This is good, that is evil. And what happens to the evil person? Tadila Shampan. And the good person? Tadila Shandashiye. That is what God is like. And we have to have that in our mind. But God is also full of grace. Was Jesus gracious when he lived on the earth? Yes, he was. He was gracious to the humble. He was gracious to the poor and needy. He was gracious to all that called upon him. And this is really, it's interesting. The Gospel of John does not use the word grace again. After verse 18, it does not use it again. Four times in this verse, and then he never uses it again. That's very interesting why. That's it. That kind of thing the scholar asks. Why doesn't he use it again? Because he stresses it so much here that he's full of grace and truth. We have all received grace upon grace. The law came through Moses, grace and truth through Jesus Christ. But although he never uses it again, the whole book is about the grace of our Lord. It's about his grace to those that are needy. That has to, everyone who reads the gospel knows that. I talked on Friday night about the Samaritan woman. Did he see anything good in her? No. She had five husbands, and the man she was living with was not her husband. She had six men that she had lived with. Nothing good. But the Lord did not condemn her. He told her that if you knew who I was, you would have asked. You would have asked, and I would have given you living water. There's not even a hint of condemnation, because the Bible said he came not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. We see that in every interaction with anybody in need, our Lord was gracious to him. He was full of truth, no compromise, but at the same time, gracious to all. And he taught us that we should be gracious to all. But the greatest grace we see in the Bible is the laying down of his life. The Bible says, he told his disciples, no greater love can a man have than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. I'll give you another quote from Jonathan Edwards. This will tell you something about it. He said, chapter 13 to 17 of John,
约翰福音第十三章到第十七章 那个要检查我们自己的，慢慢的读，看我们有没有爱的瓦斯的味道。你有没有很难读读完约翰福音第十三到十七章？为什么我说他是一个 remarkable man? Why does he say that? Because the very beginning, it is about the love which the Lord had for his disciples. It starts out and said, and having loved his own, he loved them to the end. In chapter 13, verse 1. And the whole story, when you read it to understand it, is they are greatly moved. So我们看了这个的门徒和耶稣基督的不可用别的字的爱情在他们的中间，的彼此相爱，的彼此他们那么深厚的爱我们的主。 所以你批评 修 argument 以前，你要读这里，知道他们有很多的软弱点，但是不在这里不是软弱。虽然他们都否认耶稣基督，他们先说我愿意死，我一定不否认，因为他们有这种的畏惧的感情。最后耶稣基督祷告，是为他们祷告。我们来看第十七章第二十四节，不好，我们一起来念约翰福音第十七章二十四节，请。对，我们可以继续读，可是到二十五，这是为他们的祷告。嗯，他是说，我要我在哪里，他们在哪里，我要他们自己去能够看到我的荣耀，所以他是做了这个十字架的路，为他们死了，为他们能够永远在一起。这个是有没有比这个的伟大的一个爱？我们历史上有没有？没有的。我们看到耶稣基督却是匆匆忙忙的这两个东西， Indian 和真理， Full of grace and truth, and that was the glory that John saw in the face of our Lord. John Calvin, I believe in historical theology. Do you know how you can be smarter? 你知道how you can be wiser than all other, your other Christian friends? You should learn a little historical theology, because really the great Christians in history will see some things that you don't see, and if you follow them, then people will think he knows a lot. Yeah, that's right. But if you make up your own stories, they're going to say just another rambler. Yeah, just 另外的乱讲话的人。Yeah, 来的。Well, Darwin 怎么说？Darwin 说信心 faith is belief in the goodness of God, that God is good and he's good to us. That's what he put, very faith. What Christian faith is, the belief in the goodness of God towards us in Christ Jesus. He means that God has been good, that he's come to bless the world, that we'd be saved in Christ. But he put the essence of faith in the belief in goodness of God. And why did he do that? Well, he sees it partly from the Bible, but